Hey guys, it's Libney and welcome to Libney Talks, where we talk about life, about self-work, self-love, self-awareness, and anything that might help you become unstuck to wherever you are in your life right now. Hey, I'm doing this recording at exactly 12 midnight, and so I just want to tell you that I'm so excited to share what I'm about to share in this episode. And in this episode, we're going to talk about why it's okay to feel lost sometimes. Lately, I've been feeling a bit lost. I just really want to be honest with you. This experience really is something that I am grateful about because I really learned a lot. And it's been a long time that I didn't feel lost. So I don't know with you, but maybe the reason why I feel at peace most of the time is because I am still grateful despite being lost. And not everybody really finds the joy in that situation. But I don't know. Pero I just want you to know that it's okay to feel lost sometimes. And just recently, ayun nga, I felt lost. But then I've been realizing that I really needed that to happen. And the story or the things that I've learned about that is the question that really led my life is what gives me joy? And I think I've been really living life with purpose. I've been living life not because I get or gain something from it, but instead, I've been living life to contribute more to myself and the fulfillment of being just happy where I am right now and being in this moment, being able to talk to you guys, to breathe, you know, the little things. Because after all, we're just, you know, souls. If that's too deep. And I recommend that you watch the movie Soul from Disney. It's Pixar, I think, but it's really a nice movie. And one thing that really struck me there was the purpose. Your purpose isn't the thing that you do, but what gives meaning to your life. So that's kind of deep to start with this episode, but I hope that you get it. But I'm so excited to be sharing why it's okay to feel lost sometimes, my love. And I'm really thankful that I was lost for a while. So I'm sharing it with you guys. Now, number one, it means something better is waiting for you. I mean, it sounds cliche, but you know, feeling lost doesn't necessarily mean that you're doomed or that your life is hopeless. It just means that something better is waiting for you, you know? Because maybe for the time being, you've been running your life on what others believe is right and you lost sight of what you really want. And it really also depends with the people that you're hanging out with. Because I've learned that, honestly. You know, the belief of the majority becomes my belief. And then suddenly, the belief that I have with myself, or I already lost sight of what it is that I really want. And there's nothing wrong about that. I mean, it was fun. You know, it's fun wherever you are. But, you know, if it doesn't really resonate with what it is that you really want, it won't really work. Or it will really turn into something uncomfortable, and that's okay. So sometimes you have to get lost because sometimes you just don't belong to that situation because it doesn't suit you. It's not the right thing for you. You're losing sight of what you really want because you've been believing on what others believe. Or maybe you've been, you know, valuing the opinion of others over your own inner knowing. You're asking, "Hui, what do you think about this?" You know? And then you forget to ask yourself your intuition. And parang whenever you express, there's judgment around it. So parang nasusupress na yung mga own beliefs mo. So it's okay to get lost. There's something better for you. Or maybe siguro you've been spending too much time with people who drag you down then lift you up. You know, you've been competing with the wrong people. And you know, sooner or later, all of these behaviors will, you know, lead you to discomfort. And it just means that there's something new. And there's really something for you that's supposed to happen. And it's not just the right track. So, it's okay, my love, if you're lost right now. It just means that there's really something that is better, that is waiting for you. And you're not, you know, you're not going to be alone in this journey. The important thing is the decisions that you're currently making as of this moment is from your decision, based on your decisions. Because if you depend your decision on somebody else's and you get affected by somebody else's, who are you going to blame? Them, diba? You're not taking full accountability of the things that you're making decisions with. So again, it's okay to feel lost. It just means that something better is really waiting for you. Next, if you're feeling lost, take this as an opportunity, you know, to rekindle the things or your curiosity. I mean, how was it like when you were a child? You know, when you were curious? You have to let out your inner child and have fun. You know, being curious or the persistent pursuit of understanding that leads to awareness and improvement. If you really want to understand everything, just be curious. And it is an invitation that you're not only looking with through your mind, but you're also going through your heart and your soul. And that's really important. That you're doing things because you do it because your soul wants to do it. You're curious. And this is the perfect time to do it. Explore as much as you can. But of course, take accountability with the actions that you're doing. So, yeah. Ask a lot of questions, you know, to spark interesting ideas. And connect with different people, with the, you know, for example, in social media, try to connect with Kumu or whatever it is. Reconnect with old friends, and you never know the surprise that you get. Do also something uncomfortable, you know. Ask questions. It gives you more options and opportunities. As I recently, I just connected with an old friend, and I've learned so much. And you know, that person offered me help if ever I do decide to do this thing, because I just recently took my lost moment as an opportunity to see what's really going inside there. And we're going to number three. This moment, this feeling lost, is the chance for you to reconnect with yourself. It's understandable that maybe to some of us, lalo na if you're in an office setting or whatever, you know, the general energy will soon parang affect you somehow. And then we forget or we lose sight of who we truly are. When we're lost, it is an opportunity to slow down. Maybe you're too busy. And slow down and listen to what you really want. What does your heart really want? And follow it. Discover what really matters to you. What are your values? And I am very excited on this new journey. Wala lang, I just want to tell you that there's something kakeng. Yeah, so I hope you support me, guys, with whatever I'm cooking. I really know that this is going to add a lot of value to you. Yes, I'm going to pour my heart and my soul. And if you're listening right now, say, let me know what you're cooking. All right. Anyway, so yeah, you can. This is will be your time to rediscover your talents. You know, the yung mga talents mo na you haven't been discovering, or you know, get some paint brushes and start to paint. This is the perfect time because you feel lost, and this is also the perfect time not to feel lost pa. Instead, fail forward, move forward, get lost forward. Gets nyo? So do something that's new to you. Reconnect with yourself. So the more that you understand yourself, you know, identify the deep what you really need, your wishes and all, it would be easier for you to detect what you want to happen next. And getting lost can also turn into a wonderful adventure. Like, because as we humans, normally, we always have this strong need to control, you know, to fix and influence everything that's happening. And the problem with thinking we know all the answers and trying to manage us at the outcomes is that we end up, you know, getting shrink or we're stuck in a place kasi nga we didn't control the things that are happening. So, you know, feeling lost, hindi talaga siya meant to stop you in your tracks. It's not that. It's meant for you to move forward on the path that's right for you. And if it's not right for you, obviously, it's not good. I mean, you won't feel good about it. So, when you venture into this new territory, into this new adventure, there's this excitement and a sense of possibility and freedom. So, life is really about the journey for me. And see being lost as an opportunity for you to spark your curiosity. And it's not the end. Just in case, I want to let you know that it's not the end. It's okay to feel a little lost sometimes. But you're on the right track. And I'm here to remind you that you're not alone. You know, a lot of us are also lost. We just need to be reminded that there's always a path. And let's get lost forward, not backward. Let's not go back. If you go back, it'll be more frustrating. So, move forward, my love. We're all in this together. And how do you know or how do you find your way again? Remember that you're never alone on this journey. I'm here to remind you that it's okay. Your feelings are valid. You are valid. It's not gonna be clear today, but it will eventually if you keep on looking for the answers, sparking your curiosity, enjoying where you are in your life. Because it's still a gift. And if you haven't seen that yet, I want to remind you that there is always a gift for everything. So I want to tell you that you're not alone. You have your family, partner, your kids, your friends, your best friends, rekindle the old fire. And you never know what you discover. And everything that's happening to you right now is connected to what you really want to happen in your life. So it's okay. Another thing of finding your way again is to meditate. Be in this moment. Calm your mind and your body. Read a book, run miles, journal. Anything to increase your well-being. And choose something that works for you, not because I said so. If journaling works for you, go ahead. But you know, do it consistently. Just even breathing exercises like closing your eyes, focusing your attention on your breath, passing in and out through your nostrils. nostrils. Smile as you breathe. And within a few minutes, your body will start to relax. Or you can close your eyes. Imagine a moment where you had been very happy. And lock in these emotions and carry it with you throughout the day. This will calm you. Next is you just explore, rediscover, ask questions, stretch out your comfort zone by trying new things, meet new people. Use your curiosity for understanding yourself. Ask meaningful questions, write, draw, paint, you know. Reawaken your child, your inner child, your childlike sense of wonder and openness. So, you can get started with this following question. What is something I've done that I'd love to do more of? And that's for me, it's painting. What do I want to learn? What skills do I want to master? What's that? Me siguro website designing. What do I know but I don't live yet? No, yet live. Siguro being a creator that I am. And what have I been avoiding that needs to change? And that is prioritizing. What sparks me joy? That is serving people and sharing my story. Out of, not because of money, but because I genuinely want to help. Yeah. So yeah, another thing for you to find your way again is to just access your power. Ask yourself, what do I stand for? Who do I want to become? Close your eyes and ask yourself, ask your subconscious, your being, who do I really want to become? And it's okay if you don't get the answers right away. Just keep on asking and listening for as long as necessary, and it will all be worth it. Because the answers for those questions will reveal itself at the best you, the strongest and most generous you. Remember that no matter how lost you feel, you always have the power to choose your direction and how to use your energy, who to use your energy with. Another thing is just being grateful for being lost. Because there is a gift to being lost. You have to be lost because you needed saving. And I'm very grateful that I'm lost in this moment, but also seeing the gift in this moment. And just know that it's just right around the corner. One day, it will all make sense. And you step into your power. And everything will be in flow and in the right place. So just be gentle with yourself and have the childlike curiosity. You're the something better that is meant for you is just right there. It's just waiting for you to find it. So then again, whatever is yours will always find its way to you, and then it will only be a matter of time until you discover or you will find what you're looking for. But you are always on the right track. You are being supported by the universe. And I want to remind you that you're not alone on this journey. Never feel like you're alone. Because even if I am not here to talk to you, your friends or your family, you can close your eyes, touch your heart, or yung labas ng heart nyo. Breathe in and out. What are the three things that you are grateful for? Think of that for a moment. Does it bring you joy? What type of emotion is there? And I want you to hold on to that emotion right now. That happy, that joyful, wonderful feeling that you have in your heart right now. And carry it with you. If you're feeling lost, or you just need a push. Because then again, everything that you need is within you. So I think that's it. And I hope you guys have an awesome day. Thanks for listening. Bye.